Harley, dear, you mind getting me another bang? You know why I like bang so much?
I like to go out with a bang.
That's good, right? That was pretty good.
That was fantastic.
Pretty good, right? I'm Joker.
See? I'm Batman. Whoa.
See?
I even have a card.
What's going on? Happy Halloween. I kind of do look like this on the regular anyway, but happy Halloween episode 31, because Halloween, big time episode. I'm here at the Sam and Steven residence in New Jersey. They're doing their makeup and they may come and go as we're here, but it's going to be special. It's going to be good. I'm starting it off right away. That's number one. One of many, maybe.
We'll see. Happy Halloween, everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming by. We got a jam-packed episode for you. We are going to be doing, in honor of Halloween, of course, Mount Rushmore of Halloween candies. Very, very excited about that. And then, yeah, the huge. We're going to kick it off with some birthdays. And this is very exciting. These people were born on Halloween. That's pretty epic.
Pretty sick. It's pretty, hold on, ready? It's pretty sweet.
Ooh.
Like candy is sweet.
I got it. I got it.
If I had my microphone here, that definitely would have been a time where, you know, I did the sweet, where it gets really, but I don't have my microphone. So I'm just going to hold this the whole time, I think.
And if you are an audio learner, again, definitely we implore you to check out the video podcast of this one. We are actually, like, that intro wasn't just for fun. We are actually dressed up as, you know, I am Batman. He is the Joker. And
unfortunately, there is no Harley Quinn here in my life. So,
hey. Yeah, I said I wanted to be Harley Quinn and he said no, but that's just me.
Yeah, drop because, in the comments thoughts on a male Harley Quinn.
So here's the thing. It's like, you know, Nisto Bros. We're peanut butter and jelly. We're not adversaries here, but we're playing adversaries for Halloween. So,
but we're also not
dating. Yeah, that's a good point too.
It's a little, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's just pretend.
Yeah, all right. Let's, I digress here.
Happy birthday to Vanilla Ice.
I don't want to say that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Batman's always taking everything. I also can't see very well because I don't have contacts. So I'm going to have to like look at my phone and also peep the phone. Look at that. Also, how great is my makeup? Shout out to Sam, of course. And then there's Bay, Harley Quinn. Look at that on the pop socket.
There she is.
Anywho. since he stole that one, happy birthday to probably one of the best actors, in my opinion, you know, besides Heath Ledger. You get it? Okay, anyway. Rob Schneider. Happy birthday, Rob Schneider. Very funny lad.
Yes, very funny indeed. And our last birthday, we're running through them here. Happy birthday to Alabama coach Nick Saban.
Yeah,
Nick. Happy birthday, dude.
He's probably like one of like, if not the best football coach, maybe just coaches in general of like all time, you know.
Very renowned.
Oh my goodness. Steve just came out with his makeup. He's the devil and it looks phenomenal.
We're getting a sneak peek.
I don't know. Are we going to get a sneak peek of this, Steven?
Yeah.
I think he's going to put on the rest of the costume first.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But here we go. Satellite radio. On this day. On Halloween. And I don't see that clearly since I don't have my glasses on. 2010, The Walking Dead premiered. Also, check this guy out.
There we go.
look at big Luke Gallows over here. With his Nisto Bros shirt. Old time in trouble. Not better. Oh, man. Yeah, he does. Without my glasses, he really looks like Luke Gallows. I think it's the eye black. Looks like big Luke Gallows. I love it. Yeah, 2010 Walking Dead premiered. I don't like the show, but it's, you know, pretty popular show.
Yeah. And, it's crazy. It's been around for 10 years, too. That's
it's crazy. It's crazy. How much zombie killing can you do? But
yeah, but obviously it makes sense that it came out on Halloween also, you know, very spooky vibes. And another one, Are You Afraid of the Dark, premiered in 1990 as well.
I thought you were just asking, so I said yes.
Oh, I was doing a little segue there.
I'm the Joker, so I'm not really scared of anything. Also, check this like sick flag.
Yeah, no, that I was noticing that before. That is very sick. Halloween flag.
Very festive.
Yes, for sure.
Very festive. Go with you want to talk about your episode, Nisso Drink?
Sure. So this Thursday, hashtag Thirsty Thursday, I went into the recommendation pool as I do, and I decided to pick up Simply Strawberry Lemonade. There was actually, I meant to mention this on the episode and I forgot, that there was like 20 episodes ago, maybe, I did Simply Grapefruit Juice.
I remember that.
And I was actually thinking, I wanted to do Simply Strawberry Lemonade that time, but they didn't have it. So I went with a different Simply product.
You hate to see it.
And it took me this long to get back to it. And it was much better than the grapefruit juice. I'll say that, because strawberry lemonade is greater than grapefruit juice in, I would say, almost any case.
Every category.
Yeah. So you know, overall, though.
Agree on much, but we can agree on that.
Let's see if we can agree on this. I made this point in my review. Do you think that strawberry is the best complementary fruit to go with a lemonade?
I think so.
I think so too.
I think so. Cause I'm trying to think, like, I've had like others, like there's like blueberry lemonade, like some watermelon lemonade, I think. Like,
raspberry.
But like, I think like all around, like most consistent and probably most popular would be strawberry.
Yes. And I think they just complement each other so well, the tartness, the sweetness, and it all came together. It was a very beautiful strawberry lemonade, and you know, it was rated appropriately. I obviously, if that was like, I was thinking about it, like there's nothing like lemonade on a hot day. Obviously it was a cold, pretty cold, rainy day on Thursday, which, you know, sucked, but it, you know, the strawberry lemonade still was great. And I really do like the brand Simply too. They you know, that they have a lot of good products, including
would you go as far as saying that they're good?
I wouldn't say that personally, but I would say it.
So
that's through what, you, that's two.
Is that two? Okay, excellent.
What, and that's got all I got.
Is that Simply Lemonade?
This is Simply H2O.
Simply H2O. Today, not today, yesterday, Foodie Friday, I unfortunately didn't look like this when I went in there, but I went to Meltology, very highly touted, talked about a lot. And I went in there. They were very, very nice. And I liked the vibe in there. It was like really like, you know, pretty nifty.
Yeah.
If I may say so myself. And it was cool. I mentioned it in the video. So it was, you know, Meltology, and then there was like an opening to go to Crazy Crepe. Like it was almost like it was the same building. It was just like a doorway.
If I gotcha.
Lost my card. oh, there it is.
An ace up your sleeve, huh?
Yeah. Oh, you never know what the Joker's got up his sleeve. Ah, fungal. I just launched my business card. but yeah, it was pretty. I thought that was pretty cool. So like the Meltology portion of it, I feel like it was probably bought out by the Crazy Crepe, because the Meltology section was a bit smaller than the Crazy Crepe side. So like if you were dining in, the bathrooms were on the Crazy Crepe side. So I think it was probably like that. And then it just went like poof, blew out the wall. And then
right. Understandable.
Meltology. But yeah, the honey barbecue chicken melt grilled cheese sandwich is very, very good. It was, I'd compare it to the, all right, this might not do it much justice, but there's a honey barbecue sandwich at Friendly's.
I knew you were going to say it.
See, yeah. when I was a kid and I got that, I was a foodie back then too. I guess like once a foodie, always a foodie.
Yeah, lifelong foodie.
Of course. So I remember having that like for the first time when I was like new. And I remember calling it like an eye closer. So hear me out. So like you take a bite out of it and it's just like so good. You just like close your eyes and just like be in the moment.
Savor it.
Yeah, you savor it. And it was very much like that, but better. There was also bacon on it, so naturally better. Mm-hmm. It was pretty messy, though. I mentioned in it.
Yes. And
unfortunately, did get a little bit of a knockdown, but still a very impressive score. But, you know, not touching Cheezlies, which, by the way, if you download the app and you spend $25 or more, promo code Misto Bros at checkout is $5 off.
Oh, Misto Bros. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Pretty good joker voice, I gotta say.
No, yeah. I
100% agree. Do my own horn, but you know, doot doot. I don't have a clown horn. I wish I did.
Oh,
totally.
That would have been perfect. That would have been top tier.
Yeah, and then I could have just chucked it off frame. Anywho, but yeah, it was pretty good.
I actually saw, and I definitely want to check them out. They're very close to my house as well. But I saw that on their Instagram, they promoted that they have like a Thanksgiving something sandwich.
Yeah, they had a big sign that my oblivious behind walked right past and didn't see until after I had ordered. But they had like seasonal, like Thanksgiving, Halloween kind of food items, as well as some milkshakes.
Whoa.
I didn't know there was milkshakes until I saw one of their pictures up on the side that had like a bomb looking milkshake. And I was like, whoa, time out, milkshakes. How do I get one? It's like this big of the section on their menu that's like grande, which is big in Spanish.
There it is. I'm in trouble.
You know, but yeah, so milkshakes were good. They had some other ones. Unfortunately, I would have totally tried them, you know, for stick with the theme, you know, the festivities of it all. But I didn't see it until it was too late.
Well,
that's my own fault for being oblivious, though.
Yeah, no, it definitely looked good. So that's why I was wondering if you peeped it or not.
I couldn't tell you what was on it.
There was like a lot of different. Like you said, they have a grande menu. So I'm looking forward to checking out that. And yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. I think that's four now.
That is four.
That one kind of hurt.
So I think we're hopping right in now to the main segment here, good old Mount Rushmore of Halloween candies.
I got a Mount Rushmore of Halloween candies from Steven and Samantha as well off camera because they weren't able to fully be on here. I'm going to read theirs first because you know, I don't want to have to keep looking at my phone and I can't read because I don't have glasses on. Sam wanted me to put hers in order here.
Okay. Which is something we don't typically do.
We don't typically do. We don't typically do it. But she went from 4 to 1. So I will read it as such. 4. I think she's clapping.
No, it's my makeup.
No, she's doing makeup. Number 4. Is Milky Way. I said, a little questionable. Number 3 is Butterfinger. Number 2, specifically the pumpkin Reese's. And number 1, very controversial.
Yes.
But she has a very good point behind it, is candy corn. Now, listen, candy corn, let's be real. It's trash. Yep.
I don't agree. I don't agree.
Oh, wow. We're fighting. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. I can't say it's trash, but it's not that good. It's not that good. It's not that good. I said it. It's not going to be in my Mount Rushmore. Spoiler alert. If Mount Rushmore had 20 faces, it still probably wouldn't make it.
Wow. That's pretty disrespectful, sir.
You know, her reasoning behind putting candy corn at number one on Halloween candies is because it was literally made for Halloween. So I respect it that much.
Yeah.
But still not.
Legacy pick there, I guess. Still, kind of.
It's a little, I don't know. Stevens is pretty powerful, with the exception of maybe one or two, which is half. So I guess it's not that powerful now that I'm speaking it out loud. His was in no order. Reese's, of course. York Peppermint Patties. Now, my man, I feel like that's more of a Christmas kind of thing than Halloween.
Yeah,
I know he's somewhere in the room. He's watching Liverpool soccer.
I do really enjoy York Peppermint Patties. I know that's another like kind of controversial thing, mint and chocolate. But I agree with you there that it is not necessarily a Halloween. Like, I don't know if I've ever picked out it, or very rarely have I picked out a York from a trick or treat basket.
I agree. And if I did, I'd be pretty pissed. he then also has candy corn. And lastly, Twix, which personally I think is underrated. I think it's, you know, it's always a good go-to.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's dive into ours. We'll go back and forth.
Yeah, you can kick it off.
Oh, man. All right. A lot of pressure. So I think, I mean, it kind of goes without saying. Reese's Cups. I'm going to say Reese's Cups, not Reese's Pieces, which are still up there. But I'm going Reese's Cups, whether it's specifically the pumpkin one, like Sam said, or, you know, like the Christmas tree around Christmas time. Something about those have, like, it is just better. There's, like, more peanut butter in it or something. It's, like, softer.
Yeah.
It's good. Which I think is five. So I'm putting in there easily Reese's Cups, whether it's the regular cup or the pumpkin.
Yeah. And my kind of approach to thinking about my list was kind of, I don't have it all planned out, but while I was trying to think of some, and as I'm thinking now, I'm trying to think of things that I got from trick or treating and the ones that I was most excited to get and the ones that I wouldn't trade away. You know, obviously trading Halloween candy is a huge thing. And, you know, it's on everyone's list so far, and I really can't switch it up. It's at the top for me as well. I got to go Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Those are, you know, definitely coveted possessions of mine.
I'd fight kids if they try to take mine.
Yeah, no.
You're not doing it. You want to catch these? You want to catch these hands? Then you know you can try and touch my Reese's, but
yeah. So I do, you know,
it's definitely an untradeable.
Yeah, for sure. And it was again something that was like, also if you were like able to pick out of the bowl type thing, like, and you're not stealing the whole bowl, then you know I'm looking for the Reese's and I'm picking that out like first almost all the time. So that's why I'm also picking Reese's basic, but you gotta respect the classics.
You gotta do it. And it's funny you mentioned that with the bowls and, you know, not taking the whole bowls. So I got a little bit of a story here.
Okay. So, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. I'm trying to like prop this up a wee bit better. A wee bit. Let's see. That's actually pretty nice.
Look how wide I look.
Dude, look at your chest. You've been lifting. Speaking of the bowls, so there was one year, it was towards like the end of my trick-or-treating days, I'd say. So, you know, I was like a punk teenage, you know, preteen kid, right? So, you know, my poop don't stank type of thing. So I was like, yeah, you know, I'm too cool for a costume. I just like went out and like my hockey jersey or something and just got whipped cream all over myself. And then, not whipped cream, I wish, shaving cream. But there was a year that we went to a first house and there was a bowl. We're like, all right, you know, take a couple. Let's be real. Nobody takes one. No, you can put the sign out there. That's cute, but nobody's taking candy. Yeah. It's a free for all. Nobody's going to do that. Literally nobody. And if you do, God bless, but no. So the next house we go to is another bowl. We go to the first five houses, four of them, let's say. The numbers are not accurate, but the point I'm getting at, the first four out of five are bowls. And we're getting pissed because, like, we want to see people. We want them to see our costume. So we're like, you know what we're doing? Everyone go home, get a pillowcase, okay? Even though we probably already had pillowcases because that's the best way to fill your candy. But we're like, we're starting to take bowls. Plain out. If we see a bowl, we are taking the actual bowl. Not like all the candy, leave an empty bowl. No, 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 no. We are taking your actual bowl, putting it in our pillowcase, and splitting. You want to play games, you're going to put out a bowl on Halloween. I hope you don't care about the bowl because we got jokesters, pun slightly intended, like me, coming out, taking your bowls.
There's a high percent chance that that bowl is not.
It's not coming back.
Yeah, a very high percent.
It's not coming back. So we called ourselves the Bowl Bandits that year. The Bowl Bandits. Yeah, kind of like the Wet Bandits and the Sticky Bandits.
Yes.
We were the Bowl Bandits, the Bowl Bandits. But unlike those two, we never got caught. That's a quick story. That's story time. And my second Mount Rushmore candy is you better keep your fingers away from my Butterfingers. I could eat them year round. I mean, same with Reese's. And for also, sure, for sure. Going back to Reese's, it's Reese's. And if you say Reese's, just get out now, please.
Click off. I've told you before.
We don't need that negativity. We don't need it. It's just incorrect. It's incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay? But Butterfingers are top tier for me. Top tier, maybe even top one.
Wow.
Maybe.
Yes.
It depends on my mood, but Butterfinger is way up there. And that's my second pick on my Mount Rushmore.
So I also do very much enjoy Butterfinger. We're both pretty big peanut butter guys, I'd say. But Butterfinger is not making my Mount Rushmore. I'm a little bit of a newer convert, I'd say, like probably towards, it was kind of the end of my trick-or-treating career that I started like coming around like, oh, this is amazing. But it wasn't something sustained throughout my career. And then also, you know, this it's a bit of a pain on the teeth, you know, the Butterfinger.
Yeah,
a little bit. My number two, I'm going with, hasn't been said yet, Nerds. I'm going for, you know, those little boxes. You pick up the little boxes, one shot, you're done. That's how I do it. And that's how I like it. And that's
one
it.
One shot?
One shot. Little box, one shot.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my thing. And I loved it. And I loved, you know, all the flavors. All the flavors are great. And yeah, Nerds, easy, quick. And yeah, I think that's all I got to say about that. I want to have a mixture also of chocolate and other.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's why my next pick is not a chocolatey pick. It's probably my favorite non-chocolatey candy. So, you know, like sweet or fruity kind of candy. Skittles. I love getting Skittles. I mean, unfortunately around Halloween it's usually just the red original bag, but all kinds of Skittles are amazing to me. I love Skittles. I went through a big time Skittle phase in high school where it's like every day I had Skittles, which is, looking back on it, pretty unhealthy. But I didn't care. So Skittles, I can confidently say is my favorite non-chocolate candy. So Skittles, if I had to pick my favorite kind, and I'm not saying this because I'm a joker, but it's probably the purple bag. I think it's tropical. But they're all really good.
I have, again, more recently taken a real liking to the sour ones. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but like, they just do something a little bit different for me. It's like a different type of sour almost, you know, that, that mixes with the sweet as well. Like, it's not like a Sour Patch Kid. It's a different sensation in my opinion. And I like that more, like the crunchy, the little crunch you get with the Skittle. So yeah, I really like the sour. I still don't think they're my favorite. I think actually original is probably my favorite. Oh. Yeah.
The sour Skittle is definitely not my favorite. As well as the original, there's actually one type of Skittles that I don't like. I think it was called like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a seasonal kind of thing, limited time only. It was like Razzles or something like that. It was called.
Oh. Mm.
See, I don't think they were particularly bad, but I think what they were trying to do with the name Razzles was supposed to be more of like a pop rocky kind of thing. And there was just no razzle. There was no, you know, it was just
regular. No razzle dazzle.
No, there was a little, no razzle dazzle. Razzle dazzle. VP dub. He's not razzle dazzle anymore. No. Laid back Luke Anderson, I think. Is it Luke?
I don't know. Might.
Not Lance?
Lance. It's Lance.
It's Lance. I knew it was an L, and I knew it was Anderson, and I knew it was laid back. Laid back. I'm still not sure. Is it Lance?
It's 100% Lance.
All right. I trust you on it. Laid back. Lance Anderson. If you know, you know. BPW.
Yeah, and if you don't know, you probably don't know. And so I was kind of thinking Skittles for one of mine, but, you know, I don't want to have too many that are the same here. And I was actually thinking also, again, in terms of the Halloween, you know, I feel like Skittles are a very good, you know, you get the fun size bag and you can just, you get a good amount of them. And another one that falls into this category and is something that, like, aside from Halloween, I don't usually pick up a lot and is not something that really gets the job done. But around Halloween, you know, I'm like, oh, I got a lot of these and I like them. I'll keep picking at them. I'll keep, you know, open up those fun size bags of M&Ms. Just plain old, not even peanut M&Ms. I'm not a huge fan of the peanut, but just the straight, plain brown bag, regular M&Ms. And you get a good amount of those little fun size. You can pop maybe two or three of the bags if you want, you're feeling lucky. And they're just really good. I don't know. Like, but aside from that, like throughout the rest of the year, I probably won't pick up any, regular M&Ms, but when they're there, I'm like, hey, good little morsel of chocolate.
You know, what's good about the regular M&Ms, what I find instead of just, you know, down in the whole bag and like chewing them, let them melt. Just kind of like dimmer in there for a little bit.
Yes.
Gets nice, soft and like mushy. And then it's like, oh, very, very good. I am pretty stumped on a fourth candy. I'm trying to think back to like, I want it to be like a very specific Halloween candy since like the three I've done are pretty much like year round.
Yeah.
I can't do a candy corn. Like I said, it's not there. It's also been so long since I've gone trick or treating. I can't really think of like what is considered a Halloween candy. Also, this is at my mom. Mom, you better watch this. Last year, I have to shout this out. This is another little quick story. Last year was our first year, you know, in our new home. So we were excited to have trick-or-treaters. My mom, God bless her. We were the house on the block that had pretzels. You gave out pretzels, Gina. That's incorrect. A kid came up, knocked on the door, and my mom was like, oh, hey, kitty, here's your pretzels. And a kid was like, really? Pretzels? And I'm like, yeah. You know what? I was like, I wasn't even mad. I was like, you're right. You are right. And then my mom was like, you know, this year, with everything going on, I mean, we might not even get anybody coming by. And like, I'm just not going to get candy. I'm like, Mom, you want to go from the pretzel house to the no candy house? You are backtracking here, sister. Not the way to do it. So we got candy, a variety of candy, which is good. So definitely not pretzels. You know what? I think I've got it. It's also a year-round candy, but I remember getting it, and I remember this was one of the items that I would trade for. Ooh, I just thought of another one. All right, hold on. I didn't assign what's... I flipped the card for the audio learners. I have the card. I flipped it to pick which one, and in my mind, I did not establish which is which. So Classic. This one, the Joker side is gonna be this one, and then the other side is gonna be the other one. Okay, here we go. Good flip, and it was a good flip too.
It was good,
and that was horrible. So that doesn't count. That's a good flip. Okay, so it was this side,
the back,
and I'll let you know what the Joker side was too.
Honorable mention.
The one making it. I hope people know what this candy is because I feel like it's pretty rare, especially nowadays. This was a candy I would go for all the time and I would trade for. And they came in like a little packs of like maybe like three for the Halloween size, little fun size, little circulars, bottle caps.
Ooh, bottle cap. Yeah.
Bottle caps. The other side, the Joker side.
Honorable mention.
Lemon heads.
Oh, nice one.
You know, whether I got the small bag of little mini ones or if I just got, you know, the one of the big lemon head. Mwah. But bottle caps was this side.
Super good.
The root beer one, A1. Phenomenal. I don't even know. Like, I feel like bottle caps is a pretty rare candy.
I think we like, got them. I think we got them on one road trip we had together.
I think
the past 2 or 3 years.
Right. Hey, road trip snacks. That's a shout. Oh, that's a blast from the past.
Check out that episode.
But yeah, bottle caps is in honorable mention. Lemon heads.
You know when you said. Little circular. Do you?
I think I do. Let's hear it.
Well, okay. I'm just going to say this isn't my pick. It's just another candy I'd like to discuss. Little circular. And you said three. I'm pretty sure there's four or five in this pack that I'm thinking.
Okay.
What are your feelings on Whoppers?
Oh, that is not what I thought you were going with.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with Sweet Tarts.
No.
Also a very good candy, honorable mention.
Yes.
Whoppers.
If you don't know, they're like the malted milk balls. They got the crunch. Yeah.
Yeah. I could take it or leave it. I do like them, but I'm not like, oh, I got all the Whoppers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, Whoppers, you know, just like the whole sleeve down.
Yeah, just like the Nerds.
Yeah, I personally have never, you know, shotgunned, if you will, a small box of Nerds.
You got to try, man. It's life-changing.
But see, I savor them. They're so good. Like I'm just like, you know.
You get an explosion of flavor, though.
You know what?
All of them.
You know what? After this, I'm a grown man. I'm going to go trick-or-treating until I get I'm not going to do that.
So, yeah, I thought of Whoppers. I hadn't thought of Whoppers in a long time. That's why
is that your pick?
No, it's not. Yeah, no, I just wanted to bring it up. I think I'm a little bit more fond of Whoppers than the average fellow, but yeah, not my pick. He's doing the nose to unlock the phone. There because it is.
The glove skis are not iPhone friendly.
Yes. So my final pick, you know, is we already talked about it. I got to go candy corn. I think Sam's reason swayed me. And the thing is that I actually enjoy candy corn, and it was something. This wasn't actually trick or treating thing. You never get candy corn almost when you trick or treat.
No, but if you get loose candy corn while you're trick or treating, I want you to please call the police and report that house, because that is ridiculously unsanitary and disgusting.
Yeah, no, but there was always
They come in who?
Like individually wrapped little clear bags.
I do remember that. Did you hear? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I heard.
In little clear bags, which is valid.
But I would always have a bucket in my house around Halloween time. It would be the mix, the chocolate, the regular, and the pumpkins. Pumpkins are my favorite, and Sam made a great point. I think just because how Halloween themed they are, how Halloween centric they are, I need to include them on my personal Mount Rushmore, and I like them. I really do enjoy them. I know that's a controversial thing. Not a lot of people do. I think they're good.
I feel like it's either you love it or you hate it type of thing.
Yeah, and I love them.
And I just had one for the first time in a very long time to see if my taste buds have changed, and kind of not really. Like,
okay,
how I interpreted it was like the initial taste, I was just like, still don't like it. But then like after like chewing it a while, and like the aftertaste was a little bit better than I remember. But I'm still not gonna go crazy for it.
Yeah. Was there any others? So those are our Mount Rushmores. You want to run it down, and then maybe we can talk about a few others that we were thinking of.
Couple honorable mentions. So my Mount Rushmore was Reese's Cups, whether it was the pumpkin or the regular, Butterfingers, Skittles, and then bottle caps, with the honorable mention being Lemonheads.
So I have also Reese's, then I go to my Nerds, then I go with M&M's, and lastly, candy corn. Let us know what your Mount Rushmores would be. As always, let us know what we forgot. I'm going to bring up here there's a lot of different chocolate bars and stuff. You know, you could go classic Hershey, you know, the little fun size bars, the cookies and cream Hershey's, the Kit Kat, you know, said Kit Kat.
Twix.
Yep.
See, you had Twix.
Yep. And Sam had Milky Way. And yeah. I'm a fan of Milky Way. You said maybe a little high for you, but I like Milky Ways.
It's one of those candies. Okay. And I think of this one too. Another one that I thought of that's very much like this is Three Musketeers. It's one of those candies. It's like, it's good, but when there's so many other candies next to a Milky Way or a Three Musketeers, I'm not going to be like, I'm in the mood for a Three Musketeers. Let me grab this one. When there's literally a Hershey bar, a cookies and cream bar, a Butterfinger.
You know, we didn't say either, a Snickers.
Snickers, I feel like, is also in that.
Really? Wow.
For me, yeah.
Wow.
Snickers, Milky Way, Three Musketeers. It's like, I see them. It's like, oh, those are cool. But like right next to it, I can go grab a Butterfinger.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I see it. But like if someone was like, oh, hey, bro, like here's a Snickers, I'll be like, oh, thanks, man. Or like, oh, here's a Milky Way. Oh,
yeah, you don't seem like yourself. Here's a Snickers. You can.
you're not yourself when you're hungry, which is accurate, because I am a very not pleasant person to be around when I'm hungry. It's a fact. When you're a foodie, you get hangry. Okay. I can feel it too when it comes on. I can warn people. It's like I'm turning into the Hulk or something, even though I'm clearly the Joker.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I need something in my belly now before someone catches these hands.
Yes.
That's how it is. I can sense it. What are some other honorable mentions? A little bit easy for me to say. Honorable mentions you were going to say.
I was thinking, we said this out loud, but you know, we didn't really discuss Sour Patch Kids, I think is a good one. Of course, again, not necessarily a Halloween exclusive or anything like that. Airheads, the little mini Airheads.
Oh, good shout.
Yeah.
I thought of one while I was pondering Lemonheads and bottle caps. I feel like it was a pretty common thing to get on Halloween, were the little dum-dum lollipops.
Oh, yeah. Or
pretty good, too.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know.
Did you get many, like, Tootsie Pops or Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Rolls were, you know, Tootsie kind of an Rolls, unfortunate
I
one.
Think were more, I think more popular, excuse me, than the Tootsie Pops. Me personally, not a fan.
Of Tootsie Rolls or Pops?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's, but yeah.
The Tootsie Pop I can deal with until I get to the Tootsie Roll part in the beginning. Or in the middle, rather, towards the beginning of the end.
Middle of the end.
It's like the beginning of the middle of the end of the lollipop. Which yes. Actually, if you really think about it, makes sense.
Yes.
But it does. Don't think about it because you're going to hurt yourself.
But I think you can think about it and it will make sense to you. I've been telling you guys.
Like, it's the beginning of the middle of the lollipop because if you think about it, it's like the crunchy flavored part. And then the beginning of the middle is the Tootsie part. So really, it's the middle of the pop, which is you're getting to the beginning of that, which is also the end of the pop, because once you're done with that, kaput, it's done.
How many licks did it take?
I don't know, because I throw it out once I get to the Tootsie Roll.
valid answer. But the Dum Dum Pops was a good shout for sure. Those were solid. Another one, I think, unless you have another one, one that I was thinking of, which I was not really a fan of, and this would be something I would trade to some people, is Twizzlers. I'm not a big, like, you get like the little Twizzlers and like those are even worse. And I would just, try to cash in on those for a sucker who likes some Twizzlers.
Definitely giving those out. I thought of another one that I completely left my mind once you said Twizzlers because I wanted to throw up. I mean, like, also like Laffy Taffy. Like,
oh, could, yeah.
You know, I could take it or leave it.
I would leave it more often, though.
I concur. And it's going to bug me. I thought of one that I
was it sweet or chocolatey?
Literally have zero clue. When you get old, you get old and you forget. Steven or Sam? I know you guys can hear me.
Almond Joy? Was it Almond Joy?
Thank you. That's what it is.
I'm a genius.
Almond Joy. Poof. So good. No, Steven, sorry. No, I don't like coconut.
Yeah, I'm not a big that coconut guy either.
Easily a tradable candy for you would definitely get all my
almonds. The worst thing to get was, I don't know if they have them in New York, but they have them in Jersey. They make like for Halloween specifically, like, these popcorn balls, and in the middle is like
caramel. I've gotten those. I've gotten those.
Hate them.
Yeah, they're bad.
Oh, trash. I can honestly confidently say I don't think I've ever heard of those had.
You're lucky that you.
That's good. But can either of you think of like an honorable mention that we did not mention? Jolly Rancher. Good one. The blue raspberry.
That is a good one.
Blue raspberry Jolly Rancher every day, all day, every day. We said M&M's. Butterfingers are elite.
Yeah.
Jolly Ranchers, what a good show.
Yeah.
I mean, Hubba Bubba Gum was another common one.
Know one that nobody said.
What is it?
Kit Kats.
I think we mentioned it like really quick in our rundown of honorable mentions, but Kit Kat is honestly a good one. I think that's one of the top tier like honorable mentions that we have. I can't think of any other ones.
I think we did a pretty thorough rundown. If we did forget it, if you're shouting at us right now and you're saying, how could you, how are you not saying, then you should let us know, DM us, comment, whatever, and let us know. But I think we're going to transition off of the Mount Rushmore here and move over to the post of the week, if you're all right with that.
Yeah, I'm ready for the post of the week. The post of the week is actually one that I've even yet to see. So I'm going to be seeing it for the first time.
All right, can you see it?
I'm seeing it. I have to get super close to the screen. Okay. Impractical Jokers.
Wait, can you hear it?
I don't know. Play it.
Hold on.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
If I do hear it, it's very, very low.
Okay, well, we don't really need it. So this is showing here for the audio learners, it will be posted in the description of the podcast. So it's showing the Jokers in all of their best costumes throughout the years. mostly for punishments. So we got Sal as the bog monster here. We got Q. Yes, yes.
You know,
Q was the karate spider. Joe as genie.
That one is my absolute favorite.
And then Murr as a vampire.
I think I've seen all of these episodes with the exception of this one, the karate spider. I don't think I've seen that one.
I don't think I have either. I definitely remember the Joe as the genie. I think I have to agree with you that is just absolute classic. His big old belly hanging out and him just wrecking the entire stage as the genie is so good.
It's pure gold. Was this tweeted by the Impractical Jokers?
It was.
At True TV Jokers. Oh man, so funny. I love these guys. I wanna see them live someday. That's a bucket list thing, for sure. And you know, give him one of my cards.
Oh,
see what I did? Because you know I'm Joker.
Yes. Can you think of any other like notable costumes? I can't off the top of my head, but they. You know, obviously they've definitely dressed up in other garb.
I'm trying to think. Like, I can't like of like actual like costumes. Like, nothing is like off the top of my head. Excuse me. Well, there was the one punishment. It's not really a costume per se. But where Murr lost and he had to be a nude model for an art class.
Oh, I do remember that one.
That's a bit of a costume.
Then there was the one where Murr had to dress up like the deer and they had to shoot him.
Oh my God, yes, that's right. Sam said the one where Murr had to, he was like dressed up as a deer. I thought of another one that was Murr. Murr, he had to like dress up as a deer and he had to like, they dropped him off somewhere and he had to like walk to his house.
I don't remember that one.
There was another one with Murr. I think he actually dressed up multiple times. He had to be like the ring girl at like a boxing fight.
Oh, I do remember that. I remember that one.
And like the last one, he was a centaur. He's like, I'm a centaur. I think that was the same outfit he had to use where he had to like walk home.
Yeah.
he's like, I'm a centaur. And he like falls in the ring.
Oh, Murr.
Oh, man. I love the Impact of the Jokers. So funny.
Yeah, so let us know again, post of the week, check it out, what your favorite Impractical Jokers costume is. Let us know. I'm going to stop sharing. Let us know what you're dressed up as, you know. Just let us know whatever you want. Happy Halloween again, of course.
Oh, sugar honey, I say I dropped my card.
Oh. There it is. Joker is back.
I'm good. I got seven.
Six?
I think it's seven.
It might have been six, though.
We're going to have to get Jay to fact check it, but I'm pretty sure it's seven.
All right, Jay. Get on the fact check.
Get on it, Jay. He's not here right now, but no. Jay, get on it. And you know what? I got to tell you this story, and it's something that happened after my story from last week, you know, my unfortunate breakup.
Oh, okay. So it's follow-ups. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a little follow-up from my.
So she was lactose intolerant, right?
Yeah, she was lactose intolerant. If you don't know, go back last week and listen to the story that I told. But you know, I was in a real downward spiral. You know, before my love Harley came around, you know, and I keep it together, man. Keep it together. So I asked Siri, you know, you can talk to Siri. And I said, you know, I don't want to say it because she's going to listen. I said, Siri, why am I so bad with women? And she said, I'm Alexa, you idiot.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Oh my God. That is amazing.
That's ridiculous.
If you don't think that's funny, you got to get out of here. That is fun. That's funny. I'm not even being biased. That's funny.
No, yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. It wasn't with the holiday theme, but it was, I saw it. It's a good, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Sequel, if you will.
Yes.
To last week's unfortunate story.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of, you got a lot of intertwining stories.
You got it.
So my joke is actually, it's related to the costumes, not necessarily I guess it's Halloween, but so do you know what the bread said to Batman?
I'm bread man. Nah, that's
rye so serious. Come on, dude. Come on.
Come on. That's my catchphrase.
I know. That's why I said it.
Rye, as in the bread.
Yes.
I can't. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
You don't want to give it a go?
What?
The punchline.
Rye so serious. Can't even get it out. Rye so serious. Oh my god, why so serious? You know how I got these scars? I'm not gonna go into it. It's too long.
There it is. Happy Halloween.
Rye so serious.
I really, I do want to say again, Mike said it earlier in the pod, just a tremendous job by Sam on the makeup. It looks super, super good. Again, if you made it to this point and you haven't started watching the video podcast yet, go check it out on our YouTube channel, Nisto Bros Brand, and just bask in the glory.
Yeah, bask in the glory. Just call me Keith Lee. You know, Keith Lee. Basking his board. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a wrestling reference for those that don't know.
Yes.
I'm not dressed up as Keith Lee. I'm dressed up as the Joker.
Yes.
But Keith Lee is also amazing.
Oh.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Would you classify him as good?
There it is. Number 7.5.
Yes, I think that one's 8. We're going to have to fact check it.
We're going to call it number 7.5.
We're going with 8. But I just started getting a cramp in my leg, and I'm trying not to scream. I need some more bananas.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
It's like a Charlie horse right behind my leg. And you know what? When you're old and you're just sitting down, stuff like that happens.
It does.
Sorry. You know what you got to do is you got to point your toes up to like the sky and just like flex your calf, and it works. It's gone.
Made a throw.
Rye so serious.
So good. So terrible.
It's I don't know. Not your best.
I thought it was fantastic though.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. It sticks with the theme here, you know.
Yeah. Terrible. It's fantastic and terrible at the same time. It's one of those.
Yeah, and I think that's like the main theme of our jokes pretty much, if you guys haven't caught on to that yet, it's just like that they're so bad that they're funny because you have to laugh, you know?
Yes.
So
I hope you guys all enjoyed episode 31. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, review, DM, share.
Yeah, share, swipe. Tag and comment and put us in your top 5 of your best friends on MySpace.
And also use code NistoBros at checkout on the Cheezly's app for $5 off any order, $25 or more. You guys know the drill. Download that app. Nisto Bros gets you $5 off.
Do it.
Peace.
Peace. Love. Love. Kill Batman.
No.
But I'm Joker.
Please don't. I'll kill you. How about that?
Rye, so serious. peace, love, eat, and listen, and dress up like Harley Quinn or Batman or Penguin or
Robin
or Riddler or I don't know who else. Me.